Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from Joshua chapter 2, and we're reading verses 8 to 14.
Before the spies lay down for the night, Rahab went up on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death." "Our lives for your lives," the men assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land."
Our focus is on verse 10. "We have heard." Thank God for those who told Rahab. Who was it? We don't know. Perhaps they were unaware that she was listening. Or maybe she'd heard several people speak about what Jehovah God had done. We are not told. But what we are told is that Rahab responded to what she heard. Throughout the Bible, there are certain women who make their mark because they take action when others around them don't. Rahab is one of these women, and not only does she save her family, but she becomes an integral part of God's bigger plan. We may not be aware of who is listening, but God can take what we say about him and make it count for his glory. What you may say today in passing, God may use to change a person's life forever and fulfill another part of his plan. So let's talk about Jesus and all that he has done for us as much as we can. It won't be wasted. A prayer. Lord Jesus, help me never to forget what you have done for me, and with the help of your Holy Spirit, help me to tell others about you. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.